Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 45, and we are celebrating Good Friday.
Thank you for journeying with us over this time where we've been reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Today, he has some wonderful thoughts that we're going to go through. But before we begin, I got a question for you. When you look at the crucifix, the crucified Christ, what do you see? This is what St. Alphonsus sees. See how he holds his arms stretched out to embrace thee, his head bent down to give thee the kiss of peace, his side open to receive thee into his heart. What dost thou say? Does not a God so loving deserve to be loved? So, my friends, I invite you to see the crucified Christ and see his arms outstretched, reaching for you, his head drooped down to give you a kiss, his side open wide to receive you into his heart. So when you look at the crucifix, you have to conclude, it's not nails holding Jesus there, but the power of his love for you. And this is what makes Good Friday so good.
What does he gain who refuses the cross? He increases its weight. But he who embraces it and bears it with patience lightens its weight, and the weight itself becomes a consolation, for God abounds with grace to all those who carry the cross with goodwill in order to please him. By the law of nature, there is no pleasure in suffering, but divine love, when it reigns in a heart, enables it to take delight in its sufferings. I feel like this is very, very, very true. There is no delight in suffering from a secular perspective. People flee from suffering continuously. You know, so much so that now people can choose when they die, legally. And I feel like I've seen families, you know, I'm thinking specifically about a cousin of mine with their newborn baby who had contracted meningitis. And it was such a terrifying time. And when they, I remember asking them, like, how did you cope through that? And they said from a human perspective, it would seem like impossible to go through that struggle. You have this newborn baby and you don't know what's happening. There's a brain bleed, there's swelling, there's, it just seemed like it was complication after complication. And yet there was a sweetness that came with the cross, and a peace that came in the midst of the storm that they couldn't explain. And I feel like that's what it's like. Whenever we unite our sufferings to the cross, it becomes sacred, it becomes beautiful, and it becomes sweet in a mysterious way.
I've given some thought to this too. You know, we all have to suffer. The question is, how do we suffer? We can either embrace the cross or resist the cross. And St. Alphonsus' point is, to the degree that we resist the cross, the heavier the cross actually becomes. In northern Saskatchewan, there's trap lines, and people set these traps to catch, you know, game, wild game. Friends of ours who are part of this group, and I hope you see this, their dad set a trap and ended up catching a massive wolf. Big alpha wolf. But as he approached the trap, he noticed that the wolf was still alive, because the wolf knew the harder it resisted to the snare around its neck, the tighter it would become and it would choke. You see, that's what happens when we resist our crosses. It's like it snuffs the life out of us. And so when suffering comes into our life, we recognize it has been allowed by the divine plan of God, always for some good. So what should we do? We don't fight against it, but as soon as we resist, it's like it just comes around our neck and it starts choking the life out of us. But when we accept it, that very struggle of accepting it becomes our resurrection. And at God's due time, he releases us from that snare. Now, it might be in this life, and so we learn a lesson and we grow in virtue, or there's some crosses that we just have to carry until our natural life expires. Mm-hmm. But then we experience the full weight of that resurrection mm-hmm. in heaven. But mm-hmm. there is no cross that does not have purpose.
Mm-hmm. We must change our tastes in order to become saints. If we do not arrive at a state in which bitter appears sweet and sweet bitter, we shall never attain to a perfect union with God. In this consists all our security and perfection. In suffering with resignation all things that are contrary to our inclinations, as they happen to us day by day, whether they are small or great. And we must suffer them for those purposes for which the Lord desires that we should endure them, namely to purify ourselves from the sins we have committed, to merit eternal life, and to please God, which is the chief and most noble end at which we aim in all our actions.
So these readings are really long, and Janelle and I, we read them separately, then come together. And we today have highlighted the same readings out of everything that we could talk about. So why did this stand out to you?
Well, because he said that we must change our tastes. And I think, okay, what are my tastes? What do I love? What are my little comforts and things like that? I need to change those things and give them up. I feel like for the love of Jesus, we need to lay it all down. And does that mean I'm going to be perfect? Of course not. Like, but the thing is that we have to trust in the mercy of God, which St. Alphonsus has been actually reiterating multiple times in these readings, that we need to trust in his goodness for us. But at the same time, we need to do our part.
Yeah, so the reason why it stood out to me is we must change our taste. It was that same phrase as well. Like, change my taste in food. Change my taste in how I spend my spare time. Change my taste in what I delight in, change my taste in, basically, not because it's bad, but just to change it to me, meaning that I need to let it go so that I'm not so attached to it that it replaces my comfort, soul comfort, which should be Jesus.
Right.
And again, this is the spiritual life. Mm-hmm. To settle for anything other than Jesus is to ruin our salvation.
Right. Yeah.
So this is why he's so firm. So friends, let's just change our tastes so that Jesus becomes our soul delight. And you know, and this is possible. This is not some sort of theoretical thing that just only certain special people. No, you can find your soul delight in Jesus Christ. That's possible for you because that's God's will for you in this life. So let's not sell ourselves short.
So you're telling me that I can live without coffee?
I'll let you pray about it.
I know that's true. I could live without it.
So friends, on this Good Friday, please pray along the rosary up there. I also want to point your attention to meditating upon the Passion of Jesus Christ. St. Alphonsus Liguori has a beautiful Stations of the Cross. We've created a prayer video for that as well. I'm going to link up there and also in the description. Please take advantage of it today. It's particularly relevant. And one last thing.
Today is Good Friday. So you know what we start today? The Novena to the Divine Mercy. And so Ken and I would like to invite you personally to join us. And where can they go?
Link in the description as well. So we're going to have a private Facebook group, and these videos will also be on this channel. So if you thought you were done with us after Easter Sunday, guess what? We got 9 days of Divine Mercy Novenas for you. So please join us for that as well. So we'll see you tomorrow.
God bless.